What are you doing? And we're going to talk about patients with FLT3 mutations, but what are you doing with the elderly patients with FLT3 mutations? Are you giving them midostaurin, venetoclax, and decitabine, or what are you doing?
Again, we have had a trial of combining azacitidine. We have had a trial of combining azacitidine with sorafenib. And I would tell you actually that the FLT3 mutated AML, FLT3 ITD mutated AML in the elderly is not as common as it is in the younger patients. And we do get a fairly good response rate with that, close to 70%, but they don't unfortunately last very long. So there's also other FLT3 inhibitors, quizartinib, which we have done a similar study with, as well as gilteritinib. And so we will have trials of combining azacitidine with gilteritinib and venetoclax. So it's actually, it will be a triple regimen. So it's the FDA-approved regimen of azacitidine plus venetoclax plus a FLT3 inhibitor. And I have used that regimen in the relapse setting in the elderly patients quite successfully with FLT3 mutations.
So if a physician in community-based practice were to email you about a case of an older patient with AML, the patient couldn't come in for a trial, and the patient had a FLT3 mutation, what would you recommend?
I would recommend azacitidine plus venetoclax for sure, because that's the standard therapy. But in the studies that I mentioned, presence of FLT3 mutations tends to reduce the response rate and shorten the duration of response. So if possible, I would recommend adding a FLT3 inhibitor. And based on my own experience, I would add sorafenib, but now gilteritinib is available. And I think that probably will be the way of the future in these patients.